Three, two, one, and...
Now it's time to get back to what matters. The show.
What day is it?
Friday.
Try and keep up with the acronyms.
CGIS.
Is it Friday already?
We're going to do this.
It's going to be fun.
It's Friday.
Party time.
Happy morning, everyone.
I demand entertainment.
I hate morning radio.
You're going to hate me more than the other vowels hate Y.
Quiet. I hear something.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning and welcome to a holiday weekend kickoff. It's Friday morning. Memorial Day holiday weekend is here, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. So, you know, Friday for a big holiday weekend. And everybody's sitting here in the studio saying, man, I got so much I got to do this weekend. We're going to get all this stuff accomplished.
Some of us have so much to do, they didn't even show up today.
I know. LBF is, well, she's celebrating her 20th anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations. See, that's the plus for having your wedding on a long weekend. When you celebrate your 20th, it's still a long weekend, and you can go away and take an extra day and have a nice time.
That is nice.
Okay, so what are you going to get done this weekend?
For some married couples, every weekend is a long weekend.
That's right. I can tell you, you know, a lot of people have cookouts. I wasn't planning on having one. Until my wife texted me yesterday, I can tell you about that.
You are going to have a wonderful time, and I can see the excitement in your eyes.
I can tell. Hank, what are you going to get done this weekend?
Well, I'm definitely going to, on one side of my yard that is covered in grass still, it's probably 12 to 15 inches high, and my neighbors aren't too happy with
me. That's going to get cut this weekend?
But the neighbors on that side don't really like me anyway. And then on the other side, it's basically just weeds, but I'll just mow those just to look like I'm doing something.
Sure, okay.
But I will say this, if you're heading out now, and I know traffic heading out the pike yesterday was hellacious, and north of the city it was, too. There's a rolled-over box truck in the Tip O'Neill Tunnel northbound, the end of the expressway northbound. Three lanes are blocked off. One lane gets back. Traffic is all the way back beyond the Ponset Circle.
Okay, look, I know that you probably said, okay, why don't we take off, like, really early this morning, and we'll make really good time. Sorry about that. Tough way to start your weekend, okay? We'll keep you posted. It's going to take them a while to get that thing unplugged.
Yeah, it's going
to
be sunny today and tomorrow, rainy Sunday, and then just clouds in the 60s on Monday.
Enjoy it while you can. And, of course, we'll all be watching game number 6 coming up from Cleveland tonight. This is big. I don't know. What do you think?
I think they're going to get it done.
Get it done. Get
I do,
the job
too.
Done.
I don't think LeBron James wants to come back here, so I think he's going to give up early.
And for those of you who have been following this whole thing, should we win, who are we going to be facing? Well, that's really up in the air because Houston beat Golden State last night.
They go up 3-2, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
That's big.
So Golden State could go out tomorrow night. All of that is coming up. We'll keep it. We'll cover it all for you right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Drive in with Lauren and Wally. Head home with Boston's greatest hits and the commercial-free drive home. Weekdays at 4:15. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the excitement begin right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. When a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. And our player is Jamie Gamache. She's from Berlin, Massachusetts, and she is an accountant. Good morning, Jamie, and welcome to the Lorna and Wally Morning Radio Program. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. Good morning, everybody.
You sound happy. You sound confident. You sound like you're going to do this. Okay.
Right. Okay, here's what's going to happen to you within the next couple of minutes here. LBF is going to take 60 seconds out of your busy day to ask you 10 questions. Within that time frame, you'll hear the ticking clock in the background. When your time expires, you'll hear a loud and very irritating buzzer. And then, if you
way to sell it.
But if you have any time left over after you've said pass any of your questions, we'll come back and you can retrieve those questions. If you get all 10 answers correct within the 60-second time frame, we give you $1,000 in cash. You understand all that?
Yes.
Okay, you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1, go.
How old are you?
32.
Oh, which day does Memorial Day fall?
Monday, the 28th.
What is the only fruit with the seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Dorothy Parker wrote, men seldom make passes at girls who wear what?
Pass.
True or false, Galapagos turtles can live up to 170 years?
True.
Who starred as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Audrey Hepburn.
What does IQ stand for?
Intellectual quotient.
Who is known as the Lizard King?
Pass.
What is produced in a ginnery?
Gin.
If you were born today, what's your sign?
Taurus.
Okay, Dorothy Parker wrote, men seldom make passes at girls who wear what?
Strong. Okay, you missed a couple. Yeah. You passed on a couple. Let's review.
All right, Dorothy Parker wrote, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses.
I wear glasses.
Really, seriously.
See, IQ stands for intelligence quotient. It was really close. I mean, the person who's known as the Lizard King is Jim Morrison. Cotton is produced in a ginnery.
Eli Whitney. Yeah.
And if you were born today, your sign is a Gemini.
Gemini.
Strong showing, though. Like, it was really good, and I thought you were, like, headed there, and then it just kind of fell apart.
Never fear. We have a consolation prize for you this morning here, and I think you'll enjoy it a great deal. For you, a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company. Ooh. May 30th, Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit LiveNation.com. So thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a great great day today.
And you're only 32, which means you're winning.
When you go to the show, drink gin and wear cotton.
There you go. Hey, everybody else, if you want to play the game, it's simple. Log on to WRR.com. You're registered. When it's your turn, we get in touch with you, and you play, and you could win $1,000 in 60 seconds right here at WRR. Okay, everybody, it is time now for your 620 Men from Maine, so let's go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have gone across the border to do a little moose hunting in Canada. When they get hungry and decide to stop by and pick up something to eat, a little takeout Canadian style. When they walk in, we hear...
How's it going, eh? What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to get a pepperoni pizza and a six-pack of moose head beer.
And I'd like a large sausage, extra cheese, and heavy on the peppers, and another six-pack of moose head. Say, like, you boys must be from Maine, eh?
Why, yes, we are. How'd you know?
'Cause, like, this is a hardware store.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorna and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. Kind of a, kind of a hazy Friday morning. You can tell that it's going to be happening, friends. Yes, it's going to be clouding up a little bit later in the day, but it's going to be a real scorcher. And a very humid, a real summertime day coming up today.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start here. We're going to start with Fruit Loops.
You're saying Fruit Loops and Disney, the Magic Kingdom. Yep. You know, they're both well-established brands. But,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes those kind of brands, they have to make some changes to, you know, stay current or whatever. So Fruit Loops has a new flavor, and this is Conan O'Brien talking about their newest flavor of Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loops cereal has added a new flavor, Wild Berry. Yeah. People who tried the new flavor say it tastes like wild berries, plus sugar, minus wild berries.
Yep. And then, of course, you've heard the story about the Magic Kingdom. Disney is now serving alcohol at all of the restaurants in the Magic Kingdom. That's big.
Wow. Think how goofy you could
be. That is big.
All of, not just certain restaurants.
All of them.
All
be,
of them.
Used to be, you know, just over at Epcot you could go and, know, travel the world with alcohol. But now, here's what Jimmy Fallon had to say about it.
Guys, get this. I saw the Disney World announced that they are finally serving alcohol at every restaurant in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Parents will say, these giant teacups are spinning too fast, and kids will be like, we're not even on the ride yet. It's like, you're my best friend. Goofy's my best friend. It's only been a week, but I guess Disney's already thinking about changing their slogan. It used to be the happiest place on earth. Now they're considering new slogans like Disney World, when you wish upon a bar. Next, there's Disney World, watch Elsa do the walk of shame.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, poor Elsa.
Then there's Disney World, sleep it off in the Hall of Presidents. Then there's Disney World, official home of the $40 Bud Light. That's Disney World, Donald Duck won't be the only one without pants.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And this is big deal coming up tonight. I mean, this is really a big big deal from Cleveland. What, 2008's the last championship. Yeah, that was banner 17 up there.
The and these West, guys win on the road.
Now, can we win a game on the road? So, Hank, how you feeling about it?
I feel great about this team because they're young. Average age, 24. Right? Average age, the Cavaliers, 32. And LeBron is exhausted.
It's the first time I've ever the last game was the first time I ever saw him look fatigued during the game.
Yeah, well, that's why the NBA gave him that four-day break in between game two and three. That was the LeBron break to give him LeBron a little break. Bit of a rest. But now, two more games, he is looking really tired.
Yeah, and this is the biggest game in 10 years. And you know what? These young guys, they've had a little taste of success. They're going to be hungry tonight, although they haven't done well on the road.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 1-6.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. They're 10-0 at home. But you they can taste it. They've got LeBron down on one knee. Now, that's not to say he's not going to drop 45, but the rest of his teammates have not been coming through outside of Kevin Love.
Yeah. I mean, we talked to Dana Barros yesterday about it. Go to WROR.com. You can check the podcast from yesterday. But Dana was saying how you got to win that first quarter. If they won the first quarter the other night in Cleveland, it would have been all right. So
absolutely, because the other three quarters we played him really well.
So I'm just going to watch the first quarter and then go to bed.
Okay, and then the other thing is, okay, so we get through this thing tonight.
Yeah, they're up three games to two.
We're into the NBA championship. Now, the question now is, who are we going to play? Because I think it was pretty much everybody was saying, well, don't worry, it's going to be Golden State. No question about that, despite the fact Houston had the best record in the NBA this season.
All the experts in Vegas said, you know what, it's going to be for a fourth straight year. It's going to be LeBron taking on the Warriors.
Steph Curry and KD.
You're right.
Okay.
But last night in Houston, the Rockets took a 3-2 lead with a 98-94 victory.
Okay, this is going to be exciting. Everything else is going on, Hager.
So the tip time tonight out in Cleveland is at 8:30. The nice thing is you don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow morning after staying up so late. Meanwhile, down in St. Pete, the Rays reffed up Rick Porcello for 5 runs in the first 2 innings, went on to a 6-3 win over the Red Sox. Porcello gave up 6 runs, 4 earned, and 3 2/3. Mitch Moreland homered for the Red Sox. They have a 1-game lead on the Yankees, and the first place leaders of the National League East, the Atlanta Braves, they're in town for interleague play. 3 this weekend, Eduardo Rodriguez against Julio Teheran. Meanwhile, Dustin Pedroia activated or will be activated from the disabled list today. So little Petey should be back in the lineup.
Yeah, Dustin Pedroia's on that team.
We forgot about him. Guy that used to be the de facto captain. Meanwhile, Patriots offer a long weekend. More OTAs begin next Wednesday. Their 3-day mandatory minicamp begins June 5th. Tom Brady and Gronk have not been there. Tom Brady has left Foxborough. He's out of Foxborough. And we'll tell you at 7:45 during Dirty Laundry where he is. There's an awful lot of concern around the GOAT these days. I don't know. I'm starting to get a little nervous myself. I wasn't for most of the time, but I am now. The 102nd Indy 500 Sunday at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's at 12:19. Then at 6 Sunday night, it's NASCAR's Monster Energy Series Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, if you're into the racing, feel free to go to WROR.com/WickedFast. I have a little Wicked Fast podcast where we talk racing right there.
Friday morning, Bell Buster is coming up next, and today the topic is...
Yes, well, it's, reading. And, some of those services that will, read the books for you.
Sure.
That's all Anna wanted for her birthday. This is brought to you by Eagle Bank. But I called her as an alternative to one of those services. Now, when do you normally do your reading?
I usually do it on the way to work.
Okay. What time do you leave for work?
Why does that matter?
Well, we'll have to have someone there at your house to meet you to read the book for you. They'll just sit in the back seat and read it for you.
Wait, so you're telling me a stranger is going to get in my car and read me a book?
These are our certified readers on request.
I don't want this. Like, this is not something I asked for.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
You know, all Anna wants for her birthday is a nice Audible subscription.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Listen to some books in the car, and God, that'd be great. But her husband, Ryan, wanted to mess with her, so we called her with a Brian Bellbuster with an alternative book service.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Anna.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Guy Montag from Inaudible Reading Subscription Service. Congratulations on your Inaudible Reading Subscription.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I wanted Audible for my birthday. Is that what this is?
This is Inaudible. We're a very similar book-to-audio reading service. I think we provide a very good service at a much discounted rate.
Oh, okay. So you're not actually
Audible, though.
Very similar service. You have a very busy schedule, I'm sure, and you need someone who can read the book for you so you can enjoy it just listening to an excellent piece of literature.
Right. Okay, so how does your service work?
Well, we have really any book that you can imagine. If you'd like a sample, we have some samples here for some of the books we have.
Okay, I guess.
Here, let's see. We have some classics. For instance, A Tale of Two Cities.
Okay.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. That's a tough word. It was the Epcot. It was the Epcot of incredulity. So that's from A Tale of Two Cities. That's a tough one.
So is this how your books sound?
Yes, well, they are all read to you personally.
Okay,
he sits up again and trails a spoonful of ice cream down the center of my body, across my stomach, and into my navel, where he deposits a large dollop of ice cream.
And what book is that from?
That's from 50 Shades of Grey. We have some current books. We have some classics.
Okay.
Now, when do you normally do your reading?
I usually do it on the way to work.
Okay. What time do you leave for work?
Why does that matter?
Well, we'll have to have someone there at your house to meet you to read the book for you. They'll just sit in the back seat and read it right for you. You see, what we have here is a reader request service. So when you are ready to read, you open up our app, you'll see a little book icon on the map, and those are readers that are near you that are available to read to you.
Wait, so you're telling me a stranger is going to get in my car and read me a book?
Yes, they can read any book you like. We can bring our own books. You could also have books that, if you'd like them read to you.
Who are these people that you have reading these books?
These are our certified readers on request.
Okay, but how do I know they're not, like, criminals?
Oh, we have a series of background checks.
But what do I do with them once I get to work? They're just supposed to wait for me?
Yeah, no, they'll just go on their merry way once you're done with them.
I don't want this. Like, this is not something I asked for.
What book would you like?
I don't want any book to be read by a person I don't know. I want something that's pre-recorded either by the author or an actor or whatever Audible offers. Ooh. I don't want strangers.
Yeah, boy, getting the actual author or an actor, that's expensive. That's why we have just our certified readers who are available to read the book for you.
Okay, but what if I want to read a book before bed?
Well, again,
what am I supposed to do then?
You just go right to your app and select a reader, and we'll come right over. We'll even turn the lights out and lock the door on our way out.
You don't think that's creepy? That just a stranger's going to come into my bedroom and read me a book.
We also have a children's service if you'd like us to read to your kids.
No, I don't. I don't need strangers coming to my house to read to my children. That's weird, and I don't want... Like, how do I unsign up for this service?
Well, you're signed up for the entire year, so you can enjoy Inaudible for the entire year. Congratulations.
This is not what I wanted for my birthday. Like, how do I...
Seems like you should take that up with your husband, Ryan.
Yeah, I think I should.
Well, Ryan called us here at WROR. Anna, this is Brian Bell, and this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I should have yelled when you're like, oh, we have a children's service. We'll just send people over. I can't believe he did that.
So happy birthday. I think your husband, Ryan, did get you the actual service you wanted for your birthday. So,
that's good.
Check the card.
You definitely got me. I listen to you guys all the time. So
if you'd like, I can come over and read the card for you.
No, that's okay. Maybe I'll make him do it.
Yeah, well, you can get him back on his birthday. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Yeah, thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So the question this morning is, Amazon's Alexa, is it amazing or is it scary? So maybe
yes.
If this happened to you, this would make it scary for you. Because have you ever heard, we've all heard the stories about, Alexa is listening to you all the time and recording things. And
you're probably messing people up just by saying her name right now.
You know, Alexa, wake up, call Bob. Alexa, call Bob.
Oh, no.
So maybe your Alexa's going off right now.
Alexa, send money to Hank.
That's right. Okay, so this happened to this lady and this family actually out in Portland. Portland, Oregon, because they had everything, every device you could possibly imagine, as much as you do. Because
I have
everything going.
We have them like in every room. Yeah, we have them in the kids' rooms. They listen to music. We use them as like an intercom system, like come on down for dinner.
You control the lights in the house.
Control the lights, control all sorts of stuff.
You're in a very smart home.
Yeah. Now, this lady, what happened, apparently their device recorded their conversation and sent it to one of her husband's employees.
Oh.
150 miles away or somewhere.
Think about some of the things that you, the conversations you have as husband and wife, significant other, the things, you know, from some very basic things to some things you don't want them to hear.
Yeah. Well, like this guy's, you know, coworker calls and says, what are you sending me this for?
The guy called him in a panic and said, unplug all your devices right now. Unplug all your devices. Yeah. He said you've been hacked.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, come on, what are you talking about? He's like, no, you guys were talking about, like, getting hardwood floors or something. Like, oh, my God, how did you know that? And so now they've unplugged them all. And Amazon has even come out and said it was a kind of a perfect storm of the device hearing things in the room and misinterpreting them as commands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I don't know what
But you would think that the technology now would be great enough so that wouldn't happen.
No.
See, I got an Alexa for Christmas, but I never set it up. So this is the weekend that I was going to pair it up with the Wi-Fi. We were going to use it because we're sick of charging like those little radio speakers because we could just use it with Alexa. And
sure,
say,
play
Michael Jackson.
Oh, and now somebody's just playing.
Somebody's Alexa's playing Michael Jackson.
Right Alexa, there. Play WROR. Okay, so the thing is, though, I don't know. It's happened to us. With the calling that it's actually called people, it called one of our coworkers, and she messaged me. She's like, oh, did you butt dial me or something? And I'm like, no. I looked at my phone. I had no play, you know, no calls.
Right, yeah.
Later in the day, I went home, and it was on the history that it had done it from the device at our house because it synced with my contacts.
Basically, so it misinterpreted something you said in the house and thought that was a command and went ahead and made the phone call.
This is funny, and I don't even know if you want to talk about it, but didn't you call a certain professional athlete during a football game?
Yeah. Yeah. We were watching football. And I have Danny Amendola's number in my phone book.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course. Doesn't everybody? So we're sitting there, and we're watching the football game, and we're talking about it, and all of a sudden, from the corner, here comes the Amazon device saying, calling Danny Amendola. We're like, no!
Ring!
Cancel! So, I mean, it happens, but I still think, even with all this, I'm not unplugging them yet.
Never give up! Don't do it!
If I unplug them, I won't be able to turn the kitchen lights on.
Morning Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. It's time for your 720 Men for Me. And by the way, today is Jake Geller. Jake Geller goes to Brookline High, and today's the last day of school. He's a senior. And this fall, he's going to be going to NYU. And so this is dedicated to you today, Jake, because your family loves you. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie experiences a chance encounter with Maine's best-known socialite, Muskie Saltonstall, when we hear...
Yes, I'll have another Chardonnay, please.
And I'll have Moosehead with a shot of Jack.
Say, Effie, you know, when my first child was born, my husband built a beautiful mansion for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And then when my second child was born, my husband got me a beautiful Cadillac.
Oh, that's nice.
And then when my third child was born, my husband got me a beautiful diamond necklace.
Oh, that's nice.
What did Ephus do for you when little Ephus was born?
Well, Ephus sent me to charm school.
Charm school? What on earth for?
Well, that's so I would say that's nice instead of saying, who gives a
another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, everybody, coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, we're going to explain why there are over 37,000 American flags on Boston Common this morning. In the meantime, this is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program, and this is the kickoff for a big, big weekend here. This Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up today. And if you got a chance, anytime over the weekend, I want you to go by Boston Common and check out the flags. There are over 37,000, the mini American flags, in the ground there. And it's, well, to be exact, it's 37,628 flags. And each one of those flags represents a human life that was sacrificed for America. And that starts with the American Revolution, and it goes with the military loss of life all the way through last month,
yeah.
April.
Yeah, all the service members from Massachusetts.
That's right. Those are service members from Massachusetts who gave their life for this country.
Yeah, and this is like 9 years they've been doing this, the Massachusetts Military Heroes Fund. It's really amazing to see. It's very impressive, and the spot was picked out by the late Mayor Menino.
Yeah.
Our buddy. And, you know, a lot of people on... It's a strange holiday because we enjoy the, you know, three-day weekend. Everybody loves that, having a cookout and stuff. But do you really say, like, Happy Memorial Day? And a lot of people will come up to, like, Lauren, you're a proud veteran, and we appreciate your service.
Thank you for the service.
Well, Memorial Day, people will come up to you, but it's not really about...
That's not what it's about. No,
the guys.
It's about those men and women who gave their, you know, the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their life. They lost their lives. They gave their lives for this country. So that's what it's really all about. It's not about just having served.
Right. So it's, you know, if you can take a moment and go, it's really show your kids these flags. It's really a powerful thing. And then go have a cookout.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just to sell cars and mattresses.
Right. This is a stunning number, and I didn't know this up until about a year ago.
Get a load of this.
416,000 military deaths from the United States alone in World War II. That's unbelievable.
You know, that's almost a half a million people.
There are about 625,000 residents of the city of Boston.
Yep.
Imagine two-thirds of them all of a sudden gone.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Okay, there you go. So just it's...
Well, the traffic would be better.
It's more than just that. Okay, then we got your dirty laundry coming up. Okay, oh man, everything going on in dirty laundry today.
Yes, I'm going to do my best to fill in for LBF as she, you know, takes a long weekend for her 20th anniversary. And we're going to try to play Where in the World is Tom Brady?
Stand by for that. Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time for the dirty laundry update here. It says 7:45. LBF is actually away for an extra long weekend because this is her 20th anniversary.
Yeah, she's down in Charleston trying to get some Southern charm.
Good luck with that, huh?
Actually, check the Lauren Wally Facebook page because she posted a hilarious video last night when they got to Charleston. But all right, here's what we're going to cover. Where in the world is Tom Brady? The latest in the Me Too movement. A Toto cover that's pretty good. And Han Solo. But this is brought to you by MassSave.com. So... Tom Brady, you know, he's yesterday we were all worried about his big Instagram post, what it could mean.
What did that mean?
Right? We haven't seen him at OTAs, right? Hank?
You know what? I've never been worried about Tom Brady ever when it comes to preparation or being mentally or physically fit. This has me a little nervous.
Yep. He's leaving the country.
Where is he going?
I mean, he's been in Foxborough. He's been at TB12 at Gillette Stadium.
So that's,
you know,
he's close. He's so close to getting back to the team.
So far away. Okay.
So he's going to be further away. A tweet from Jeff Howe, he's at the Athletic, said Tom Brady is traveling to Monaco this weekend as a guest of the Prince. Wow. Prince of Monaco. So this weekend is the Monaco Grand Prix.
Oh, God.
So that'll be kind of neat. So
it sounds dangerous, if you ask me.
I don't think he'll be driving.
No, but still, every once in a while, you see a car go off into the crowd.
Wow, you're fatalist.
Total fatalist.
That'll be on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, so maybe you can catch a glimpse of Tom Brady watching car racing.
I'm getting more and more like LBF. I hope Tom wears a helmet when he's in the stands.
I'm sure he will. Yeah. It is an auto race.
Yeah, he wears his football helmet. He travels with it.
Okay.
We know that from that web series. Okay, the latest in the Me Too movement, Morgan Freeman. Now, a CNN reporter has been investigating after Morgan Freeman made inappropriate comments to her, and what she's uncovered, she's got 8 women claiming to be victims of Morgan Freeman, and many more, like up to like 16, that have witnessed, you know, his creepiness.
Do you remember like 15 years ago when the stories came out about Morgan Freeman and his wife? And they got a divorce and all that sort of thing.
Of like his niece or something.
Maybe
it's
something like that. So, you know, you always kind of always felt like there was something there.
Yeah.
For some reason, we always equate like morality with success at the box office. And the two
and maybe the roles they play.
Yeah.
I mean, he was God in Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, and those penguins too, you know. And even his co-star Alan Arkin, at one point they were on the set of Going in Style a couple years ago, and he's like
Morgan, stop it. When Morgan was, you know, harassing a PA on the set. So we'll see where that goes. The guys from Arrested Development, they took a lot of heat for kind of defending Jeffrey Tambor and mansplaining things with the Jessica Walter situation. So Jason Bateman has taken to Twitter, and he said he realizes he was wrong here. He's incredibly embarrassed, deeply sorry to have done that to Jessica Walter. And this is a big learning moment for him. He was wrong. So he shouldn't have tried so hard to mansplain or fix a fight and make everything okay. There's never an excuse for abuse in any form, any gender. Tony Hale and David Cross have also, you know, apologized for that. And Han Solo, the Solo movie opens this weekend. I'm very excited because I'm a huge nerd. It's like the backstory. It's Han Solo's origin. Alden Ehrenreich, he's... you know, you'll see him as the Imperial soldier who rescues Chewie from slavery.
If you'd like to buy some Chewbacca shoes, they have them for sale up at Lord & Taylor because I saw them the other day.
Get out.
My wife
really
appreciates
seriously.
You not buying them for me.
Yep, I wanted to buy a pair.
So, yeah, we'll see how he wins the Millennium Falcon, so that'll be great. So check that out this weekend. And then finally, you know, everybody's covering stuff. You know, Taylor Swift had that awful Earth, Wind & Fire cover a couple weeks
ago.
The
banjo. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. You couldn't even recognize the song. It was, So there's a 14-year-old girl who loves Weezer, and she discovered the classic Toto jam, Africa, because that's a great song. And,
a lot
of people cover that song. So she has even, you know, is in Stranger Things. So she set up a Twitter account to try to get Weezer to cover Africa. Weezer got, you know, got wind of it, and they did this cover.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay. All right.
See if they get the fun part.
Here we go. Let's see.
Go.
Hang on. I know
he... My favorite
okay,
part.
This is it right here. Nope. Now she's gone. Okay, it's coming right up. This.
They nailed it. That's Weezer covering Toto.
There you go.
That's called street cred right
there. I like it. I like it.
Okay, that's pretty good.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. Abundance of excitement is on the air here. Excitement. Because, yes, indeed, it's time to win a grand in 60 seconds. Our player this morning is standing by right now. He's from Quincy, Massachusetts. His name is Miles McDonough. And ironically, he at one time actually worked with LBF. Hey, good morning, Miles, and welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
And good morning to you as well. Now, you're a driver, right?
Yes, I am.
And at one point, you drove for the mighty Boston Herald, correct?
I didn't drive for the Herald. I was in accounting over there.
Yeah, you worked with LBF when you worked over at the Herald.
Okay. So now I understand this is probably where you picked up this abundance of information you have, right?
Indeed.
Miles now, is very confident.
Miles, here's the deal. Hank is going to be your quiz master today. LBF is off celebrating her 20th anniversary. It's hard to believe, isn't it? So what's going to happen to you in the next 60 seconds, Hank is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll hear the ticker in the background. You can at any time say pass. If you don't know the answer, you want to contemplate an answer on that, move ahead. You get through. You got time left over at the end before the buzzer goes off. Then we'll come back and you can pick up those questions you passed on. So if you get all 10 of them right in 60-second time period, we give you $1,000 in cash.
All right.
Okay, you got that?
Let's do this.
Okay. Speak up very, very loudly, please, so we can be sure we get all of your responses. So if everybody's ready, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Miles, how long is a century?
100 years.
What does POTUS stand for?
President of the United States.
What singer is known as the boss?
Springsteen.
Who played Brian in The Breakfast Club?
Pass.
What actress did Prince Rainier of Monaco marry in 1959?
Grace Kelly.
Neptune is god of the sea according to which mythology?
Greek.
Vichyssoise is what type of food?
Pass.
The postal abbreviation for Oklahoma is what?
Okay.
What is the sign of the zodiac that falls from late October to late November?
Sagittarius.
True or false? A broken laser pointer was the first item sold on eBay.
Correct.
Let's true. Go back. Who played Brian in The Breakfast Club?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes!
Oh, buzzer! Yes!
Okay. A good get on the end there. You
seven.
Seven
correct.
Okay, with two incorrect and one pass on that.
Right, Neptune is the god of the sea according to Roman mythology. Vichyssoise is what type of food? Soup. I thought soup. It was a shower
soup.
Myself.
Soup. No soup for you.
And Scorpio is the sign of the zodiac that falls from late October to late November. Miles, you're a smart
really
guy.
Good.
Hey,
that
strong
really
showing,
good.
Miles. Strong wow. showing. We've got a consolation prize for you. A pair of tickets. See Dead & Company. They're coming May 30th. They'll be at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now. Visit LiveNation.com. Hey, thanks for playing, Miles. You did a great job today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I love the show. Lenny, we're going to the dead.
Yeah. Hey, anybody else, if you want to play this game, take a shot at it. Simply log on to WRR.com. That's log on to WRR.com. And we're going to tell you exactly, you'll get a call in advance and saying, okay, you're going to have a chance to play, and we'll take care of it for you, okay? In the meantime, we're going to tell you exactly what you need to know today, which is coming up next year, including ways to save money on gasoline, plus a special comedy guest joining us on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it is time, yes, comedy time, right here on the Lorne and Wally Show. Because we've got a very special guest standing by and sitting here in the studio at this very moment. Lisa is from Skokie, Illinois. Now, can anybody in the world, does anybody know where Skokie, Illinois is?
Nope. I only know it from The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Chicago suburb.
Right outside Chicago. And Lisa Traeger has got a big show, one show tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night at Laugh Boston. Get the business taken care of now. You can get your tickets by simply going online to laughboston.com. It's a very funny show. It's a great place to see a show. One show at 8 o'clock tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night, 8 and 10, 15. Hey, welcome to the show. Great to have you in this morning, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I like it. My friend's parents came to see me yesterday, and they listen to this every day.
Oh, really? Nice.
Their favorite. So hello to the McVays.
They came out to your show?
Yeah, they're cute.
Really? Is it weird having your friend's parents? Because some of your act, it says right here, tales of debauchery.
Yeah, I'm dirty for sure. it's always a nightmare to make eye contact with people you know in a show. And the worst is when you invite people to a show and then there's not any many other people.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're performing for mostly people you know. It's a nightmare. I hate when my parents come. I really don't like it. But they don't speak that much English, so it helps.
What do they speak?
Russian.
Russian?
Yeah.
Oh, I met a friend of them on Facebook.
No, they are. I got it. No, my mom does stalk me on the internet. I hate it.
Really?
So, are you folks really from Russia?
Yeah, I was born there, too.
No kidding.
We came to the States in 1990, so I was 3 years old. But they were older when they moved, so we still speak Russian in the house.
Wow, that's so cool. You must be a great hockey player, then.
Not hockey. But I can ice skate forwards, yeah, not backwards.
Okay. Oh, that's all that counts.
So you grew up speaking Russian?
I do, yeah, I did.
Really?
I still do it. I like when I get a Russian driver, I see someone Russian, because then I get to practice. Because I'm losing it.
Did you spy on the Trump campaign?
No.
Okay, just check.
If I had any involvement, it would have not turned out the way it did.
Okay.
But
so what else? What's new in your life?
Well, I was a big stoner, and I recently quit smoking pot and started boxing. So I'm going to boxing today at 11:45.
I saw you were looking. I saw on your
you
Twitter.
Saw my
you were
Twitter.
Looking for a class in town.
Yeah, I'm going today at 11:45.
Where are you going?
I don't know. What it's called.
Let everybody
Fight
know.
Something. I don't.
All right. Good.
Some fun name. I'm going to a class called Bags and Body.
Okay.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Wow, not bag in a body.
Training like
a body in a bag.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's been hard, but I really like it.
Why the switch? Like, why was
it? Was ruining. Well, I started. I got dumped in the fall.
Okay.
So depressed, and then started therapy, and it's really helped. Everyone should go to therapy.
Really?
It's been. Really
I've been
helpful.
Many times, but look at me. It hasn't worked. Yeah.
No, I bet it. You've had some kind of breakthroughs. It just really helped, and I realized that pot was holding me back. I didn't have a healthy relationship with it.
Wow.
I was using it to numb feelings, and I just became lazy, wasting time.
Well, your timing really sucks because it's legal now.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's not forever, but I needed to break the habit for a while.
Oh, okay. So just checking for you.
But I definitely, 420 was the last time I smoked. I did a big bang.
Okay, so your timing is better than I thought it was. Yeah. So 420 was a day.
So you're new into recovery.
So new. Yeah. But it's been good. I realized how much time I was wasting doing nothing. It's really crazy.
It goes by slowly, though, when you're smoking weed, don't you think?
Yeah, just watching shows all day long.
What about the munchie thing?
Yeah, I've been eating a lot less.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Is the Kardashians better with or without?
Oh, do you know that I was watching them yesterday? Have you been stalking me on social media?
I might
media?
Have been stalking
could
you on
be,
social
yeah.
media.
Okay.
Yeah, in hotels, I'll always watch TV. I can be sober. For me, it's Kardashians, Housewives, Forensic Files, SVU. Those are my go-tos.
Well, you have been wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on here. We got to update the commute, Hank. What's going on, man?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, special comedy guest right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Lisa Traeger is here. And I just found out that, and by the way, Lisa's playing over at Laugh Boston. She's got one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. And if you want to go ahead and get your tickets, just log on to laughboston.com. Now, if you would like, you can actually call and talk to somebody over there. And by the way, it's in the West and it's in the Seaport District. It's a beautiful place. Great club. You can give them a call at, 617-72-LAUGH. Okay. So, I just learned that you have given up on online dating. Is that right, Lisa?
Yeah. I don't think that's the way I'm going to meet somebody.
What's the problem?
I'm not getting that many matches. But also, I feel like I'm kind of cool and I do cool things. And I also want to be with someone that's like creative and doing cool stuff. I don't want to be with like some teacher. I don't know.
No offense. No offense to the teachers out there.
No.
I think you're pretty cool because you have some pretty cool tattoos right there.
I do. I have fun tats.
They're fruits.
It's just I want someone with non-conventional, like, you know, my hours are weird. I want to just go meet a chef in the world or something like that.
Oh, chef. Somebody has access to meat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things the old-fashioned way, like in a bar somewhere.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm also, like, I dated my first girl last year, and I think I'm kind of gay. So I'm also switching everything up. So that's kind of been an adventure.
Okay. Were you dumped by a woman in last year when that happened?
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
Yeah. But so now that's what I want to do. So everything's changed. I know how to pick up men.
That's pretty adventurous of you. I mean, did you make a conscious decision? Yeah. Well, maybe I'll try the other team and see what that's like.
No, we met. We were both in Australia. She lives in England. She's a comedian. And so we were both in Australia for this comedy festival. And she was so hot. And we were at an art museum. And I was like, I think I'm in love with her. And then that was it. And then I was like, then we hung out all week. And then I finally was like, let's make out. And then and then we dated and traveled and flew around.
Oh, wow.
And it was a great time. And then, yeah, I got dumped.
Oh.
But it sucked. I wish she gave me clues because 2 weeks before I got dumped, it was my birthday, and she sent me a life-size cardboard cutout of herself. All these great gifts.
That's
and then 2 weeks later, I was getting dumped, and I'm like, you're really, I mean, it came out of nowhere.
Was she hot?
So hot. She looked like, to me, she looked like a mix between Miley Cyrus and like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, wow.
In a human. So
you still have the cutout? Because my wife loves Leonardo DiCaprio.
And obviously, you don't need it anymore.
No, it's at my friend's house. I had like a birthday. I turned 30, so I rented a house in Palm Springs and invited all these fun friends to come.
Are you feeling pressure to kind of find somebody?
No, I want to be married. I want to be married. I want to have a fun wedding. I just came up with the best idea for an after party for a wedding.
Oh, what's really? That?
I'm going to rent out a diner.
Oh,
I like it already.
And then everyone can order pancakes, sandwiches, whatever they want, open bar, keep the party going.
That's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. No pressure. I just want to be in love. It was like a very fun time for
me. Did you watch the royal wedding?
Of course. I actually woke up at 6 a.m. My friend made scones. We wore paper crowns.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
We watched.
Megan's pretty hot, isn't she?
Good.
She's so hot. They're both cute.
Well, who do you like better? You like Megan or you like Harry?
They're both not really my types, but I feel like Harry.
Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when he bit his lip. He was so into her. He's like, you look amazing, and bit his lip. It was hot. He's hot. I liked it. But yeah, it's harder to, I mean, yeah, it's easier to hook up with dudes than girls. I finally understand what guys
men
are going
pretty
through. Yeah, it's really hard to find a gal.
Well, if you see a good-looking guy and you can hook up with him, he might have a good-looking sister, you know?
I'm not doing incest things.
No, that wouldn't be incest on your part.
Okay.
Well, unless...
Is this getting too crazy for morning?
No. It's very strange.
Okay, no. Well,
listen, how about the Celtics? The Celtics are really awesome.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you got to check out Lisa Traeger. She's at Laugh Boston. She's got one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, and go to laughboston.com. Hey, yeah. Have a great time. I understand you're going to go to Fenway Park and see the Red Sox play while you're
Yeah,
here,
I'm going to go to the game tomorrow.
And you're getting ready to do your big special for Netflix. You're going to tape out
in
Las Vegas. That'll
June
be cool.
5th.
Wow.
Yeah, a half hour. They're doing a set of dirty half hours called The Degenerates.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
So I'm one of the degenerates.
That's good. Wow. I am a degenerate officially.
Do you want to invite the McVays, your family that live here?
Well, they laugh. Yeah, they had a good time.
Just keep making your parents
Old
proud.
People have sex, too.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, listen, thanks for coming in this morning. Have yourself a great weekend and good luck while you're here. And
thank you.
Good luck on the pilot, too, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.